This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, the Lab Science Director of CWCLabs.com and the Editor of NaturalNews.com. I've got a profound realization to share with you today about healthcare and how we fix it and where the problems come from, and it is this. We will never fix the healthcare system until we take the profit out of disease. Now, think about that carefully and let me explain it. Again, we will never fix the healthcare problems in this country until we take the profit out of disease. What does that mean? It means that treating disease is so profitable that drug companies and vaccine companies and the medical system, hospitals, doctors, you name it, they have no incentive to make anyone healthy. They have no incentive to prevent disease or reverse disease or even help people heal. Their only incentive is to keep people sick because that's what pays. Because of the structure of profit in medicine, there's profit in pharmaceuticals, there's profit in vaccines, there's profit in cancer, all kinds of profit in cancer, there's profit in organ transplants, there's profit in doctors' visits and profits in selling pharmaceuticals via pharmacies. Why do you think CVS is on every freaking street corner in America? It's because there's profit in sickness and disease. The entire system is based around the desire, the greed of profit. Now, what's interesting about that is that we live in a free market economy, and or we're supposed to, right? This is supposed to be a free market, and I believe in free markets, by the way. I don't believe in socialism or centrally planned economies. Those are disastrous. But in a free market, we're supposed to be rewarding corporations that make products that improve people's lives, right? In a free market, you're supposed to be free to choose what you want to buy. And the companies are supposed to compete on price to make better and better products for lower and lower prices in a competitive marketplace, thereby serving the interests of the consumer. Correct? Right? Well, the pharmaceutical industry and the entire medical industry is a cartel. It's a monopoly. It's not subjected to any free market principles. In fact, the U.S. government can't even negotiate discounts from the drug companies on the drugs that it buys to cover patient pharmaceutical costs under Medicare and Medicaid and Obamacare and other programs. So there's no free market activity happening there. Drug companies don't have to offer discounts or be competitive or really even have much quality control. If you think about it, like vaccine companies, they have total legal immunity. They can make unsafe, dangerous vaccines and they can never be sued. So you don't have legal responsibility. You don't have competitive bidding on any of this. And thanks to Obama, everybody is forced to buy health insurance that's part of the system. So you can't even opt out of the system. So what incentive does the system have to work if you're forced to buy into it? You're forced to hand over your money to the drug companies, to the insurance companies, to the hospitals and the doctors, the same ones that are profiting from your disease and your suffering and your cancer. That's why the system is broken. Because they don't want you to get well. You see, every corporate entity in the world wants to grow its business, right? They want to make more money. They want to find more and more ways to have more revenues and effectively more customers. Well, if you're a drug company and you're selling pharmaceuticals, how do you sell pharmaceuticals to more people if there's only a certain percentage of the population that's actually sick on any given day? Let's say that's 5% of the population. But you want to sell drugs to, well, 50% and then maybe 100% of the population, right? If you're a drug company, that's how you make money. Expand your customer base. How do you do that? Well, a couple of easy ways. Number one, force everybody to buy into your system. That's Obamacare. Second way is make sure your drugs, your products actually cause more diseases. And then you have repeat business. You see, that's why, well, antidepressant drugs cause diabetes. It's why cancer treatments cause cancer. It's why cancer comes back in nearly everyone. If they stick with chemotherapy and radiation, it always comes back. Almost always. This is why statin drugs cause dementia and muscle problems and heart disorders as well. I mean, even though they claim to treat or prevent heart disorders, that's not how they actually work. So osteoporosis drugs actually cause more fragile bones in many cases. This is why almost every major drug category that you can name causes the very thing that it claims to prevent eventually. Even antibiotics. They claim to kill infectious microbes and pathogens, but really what they do is they give rise to deadly superbugs that can't be killed by any known chemical or drug. So antibiotics gave rise to superbugs. And the list just goes on and on and on. You know, the PPI drugs, the proton pump inhibitor drugs have their problems, cause other diseases. Drugs cause kidney disorders and liver disorders and brain disorders and heart disorders. And that's how they sell more drugs. You see, that's their business model. It's called repeat business. And every corporation wants repeat business. But that's just one way. The other way drug companies do it is they invent fictitious diseases. It's called disease mongering. And then they market those fake diseases on TV and through popular media and tell people, oh, go ask your doctor about this drug that you don't need. They don't tell you that part. And they fabricate fake diseases like ADHD. There is no ADHD. Doesn't exist. Completely fabricated, total psychiatric fraud. There is no diagnosable condition that there's no brain scan. There's no physiological evidence whatsoever. ADHD is, quote, diagnosed by some person sitting in a chair and watching the behavior of a child who's probably hopped up on refined sugars and artificial food colors, and that's why the kid seems hyperactive. And they diagnose him with a medical condition, treat him with drugs. You know, Big Pharma figured out how to sell crystal meth to kids. They just named it Adderall, created a market. So the big point here is that we will only achieve lasting health and disease prevention in society if we take the profit out of disease. As long as drug companies can keep making billions and billions of dollars off of sickness, they will never be interested in creating health. As long as doctors keep making money off repeat business, cancer patients coming back a second time, a third time, people coming back for liver drugs, and then diabetes drugs, and then blood pressure drugs, and then dementia drugs, they will never have any incentive to solve health problems and prevent these conditions. They're making money off of you. It's huge take-home pay for these doctors to keep you sick and keep you trapped in the system. Now, at the same time that the medical system is doing this, it's also attacking the things that actually work. So it's attacking natural medicine because natural medicine prevents disease. Because you can cure cancer with natural medicine. So they don't want you to know about that. They don't want you to know about chiropractic care because it prevents so many conditions that the surgeons want to make money off of. You can eliminate back pain and nerve pain. You can prevent all kinds of diseases through chiropractic care if that is the issue that's affecting you. Sometimes chiropractic care can be almost miraculous, and it can save someone from having to have a serious medical intervention or even surgery. So, of course, they attack chiropractic. They attack acupuncture. They attack medicinal herbs. They attack holistic medicine. They attack drinking water. They attack getting sunlight for vitamin D. They attack everything. They hate nature. They hate someone walking in the forest to reduce stress. They hate someone having a superfood smoothie because they know it prevents cancer. They hate medicinal mushrooms. And when I say they, I mean the medical establishment. They hate all these things because they work. Because the more people engage in holistic natural medicine, the fewer repeat customers the medical industry has. They lose money. They lose profits. They don't want you to get well because they lose you as a customer. You see how simple it is? It's the economics of sickness and disease. They want you to be a repeat customer. They want you to essentially spend as much of your life savings as they can convince you to hand over to them, or to use you as a surrogate to bill your insurance company and bill Medicare and bill Medicaid and bill Obamacare in your name, essentially using you, exploiting your body so they can make money from third-party sources that cover your costs. That's the cancer industry in a nutshell. There's no coincidence why they roll into African-American communities in Detroit with mammography trucks. They know they can diagnose almost every black woman with breast cancer. Whether it's true or not doesn't even matter. They just make it up. They have false positive fabrications. That doctor, Dr. Fatah in Detroit, Michigan, what did he do? He was treating 20 to 30 cancer patients a day who didn't have cancer. He invented it. He fabricated it. Most of his patients were black people. And he just used them. He used them so he could make money by billing their insurance companies or billing the government for their cancer treatment. They never had cancer. He didn't care. And he's the perfect representative of the cancer industry. The oncologists are the worst criminals of them all. Some of them are totally psychotic and insane. But even the honest-looking ones are just used car salesmen. All they do is they use fear tactics. They get usually a black woman to come into their office, and they tell them, oh, you're going to die in 6 months if you don't start immediately, right now, chemotherapy. But they don't tell you they're making money off the chemo. See, there's profit in the sickness. And if that black woman didn't have cancer on day one when she walked into the clinic, after a couple of rounds of chemo, she will have cancer. And then the doctor will say, see, you have cancer, good thing we're treating it. See, that's how they work. They're quacks. They're used car salesmen. They're criminals operating as doctors. They have a license to kill. But they're not secret agents. They're doctors. They're oncologists. They're drug pushers. They're a scourge of society. And as long as we keep financially rewarding them through the structure of the economics of medicine, they will continue to murder and maim and kill and harm all of our women and children and citizens, senior citizens especially, all across this country. If you make it profitable for them to exploit people for their suffering and the profit they get off them, then doctors and drug companies are going to continue to find new ways to make more money by exploiting people. It's simple. It's simple economics. So you have to take the money out of disease. How do you do that? Well, there are a number of ways to do it. There are, even in fact, some free market ways to do it. You could reverse the whole system, turn it upside down, have doctors take on patients and pay doctors for keeping patients well instead of keeping them sick. You just turn the whole thing upside down. From a more centrally planned economy standpoint, and this is not my proposal, but this is something Hillary Clinton wants to do, price controls on drug companies. Now, Donald Trump wants to do the opposite. He wants drug companies to bid competitively for government contracts. That makes good sense. There are all kinds of ways that you could take the profit out of this. You could outlaw, in fact, patents on medicines. You could say that medicines belong to society, and you could rely on universities and governments to do the research and create the medicines and put them in the public domain. That would take all the profit out of the drug companies, and magically, they wouldn't keep inventing fake new diseases to market to people. Isn't that interesting? You could also ban direct-to-consumer drug advertising. You could make it illegal for drug companies to pay generic drug manufacturers to stop or to delay the introduction of more affordable pharmaceuticals into the marketplace. But the most important thing that you could do, and this is what I support, is you could legalize natural medicine. Legalize healing. Legalize complementary and alternative medicine. Legalize naturopathic practices across America. And, in fact, create a nationwide database, really an online service, a rating service, where people can rate their doctors and their naturopaths and their oncologists, where people can rate them for their outcomes, essentially kind of like a Yelp for medicine, like a national Yelp database for medicine. Because right now, the medical system, they're never responsible for their outcomes. They kill people and maim people. They know they're never going to get caught because there's no rating system. No one's looking at them. And they can just, even the state licensing boards cover up the evidence for these doctors. They actually conspire to allow doctors to commit crimes behind closed doors. That's what state medical boards often do. So we need a nationwide rating system. And finally, one more important point in all of this, and this is really my favorite plan for how to fix our broken disease, profit, sick care system, is instead of having the government cover the costs that people incur when they go in and use their insurance to get medical treatments and services, instead, give each citizen medical vouchers and let the citizens shop for the medical services that they believe are going to help them the best. The vouchers are essentially a form of almost single-payer health insurance. I realize there is that component of this, but it brings in the competitive forces so that consumers will begin to shop around and find what works and spend their money wisely. And they'll actually begin to ask doctors, well, how much does that cost? You see, right now, that's never happening. That conversation never takes place. And doctors and hospitals bill whatever they want. Oh, a bag of saline solution, $600. Why not? Government's paying for it. No wonder healthcare is so unaffordable. But if you put vouchers in the hands of citizens, and then those citizens go shopping for the services to get the results that they need and to price shop and compare one healthcare service against another, they're going to start choosing solutions that work, that are affordable, that are safe, and that have high ratings. And through these simple systems alone, we could revolutionize medicine, again, by taking the profit out of disease and making it instead more profitable for doctors to help keep patients well, and they'll get high ratings through this nationwide rating system. That's my suggestion, and if we ever have an administration in America that is, let's say, not corrupt anymore, it's kind of a long shot, but if we ever have a system that is interested in the actual health of its citizens, and I'm happy to volunteer my knowledge of relational databases and internet technology to help make that system happen. We need to reward health, not disease. Until we do that, healthcare will never be fixed. It's very simple. Well, my name's Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. Check out my new book. It's called Food Forensics. It's at foodforensics.com. Also, this is my laboratory behind me here, and yes, this is real. I use it as a studio in addition. I film videos at night, and then I do science here during the day. We are about to open up scientific analytical testing of foods on a commercial scale pretty soon. So if you want your foods tested for heavy metals or pesticides or identity tests or other things, or even fluoride, you can use our services at cwclabs.com. Thank you for watching, and I appreciate your support. Stay healthy. Avoid doctors at all costs. Go find a naturopath. They'll keep you healthy. Or a chiropractor. Or an acupuncturist. Do something other than just making your doctor rich by him keeping you sick. That's crazy. Take care. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab-tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.